Plenty of people lose weight through the cancer treatment process, and for some, it can be a challenge to put it back on. The problem with weight loss is that you might be feeling tired, unmotivated, and often you don't feel like eating. So how do you get back to your normal body weight? Steve Pratt from Cancer Council WA, what's your advice?
A lot of people do lose weight, and I guess there's a few important considerations, and one of which is if they've started off overweight or obese, and having lost weight, they may end up in the healthy weight range, in which case it's probably not so much a case of gaining weight, it's about how do we stabilise weight there. It is really, really important to think about when we lose weight that we can actually lose weight from fat, which is, some would argue, a good thing, but we can also lose muscle mass. And when people are being treated for cancer, there is unfortunately a tendency to lose muscle mass. So doing some resistance exercise, so weights, and I think that comes up later, is a way to kind of protect against losing muscle mass. So if people have lost weight and they're in the healthy weight range, it's probably a case of talking to a dietitian and or an exercise physiologist about how they might maintain that weight in a healthy way. If people have lost weight and they're below that healthy weight range, in many cases they will have been treated for that during the treatment process by the dietitian. But after treatment's finished, if people are still below the healthy weight range, it's probably a case of working with a dietitian and just keeping up some of those more nourishing foods, so some of the milk-based drinks and those types of things, and until you're in the healthy weight range. But it's after treatment, it's a case of doing it slowly. And it's the same if people have gained weight. The post-cancer weight change is a very slow process because it's about making sustainable changes.
You mentioned milk products. Are there other things that people should eat to try and get some extra weight on their bones?
Again, the healthy diet. The Australian Guide to Healthy Eating is a good guide on what's a healthy diet, and that's certainly available on the internet. If people search for the Australian Guide to Healthy Eating, or they could perhaps ring the helpline to get a copy of that. Just a case of eating slightly more, obviously, will help you to gain weight.
And what about with proteins? Are they something you should focus on?
Yeah, but as a community, we tend to eat probably quite a lot of protein anyway. So eating high-quality, low-fat protein is a good way to gain weight. But, again, not at the expense of other parts of the diet.
How long, I guess, would you expect it might take an average person to gain that weight? And then, I suppose, if they're not, when should they seek help?
It depends on how much weight people have lost. I would encourage people to do it in consultation with a dietitian. If people are below the healthy weight range and they're trying to gain weight, I think that the goals are very much each month to have gained weight in a healthy way, or at least not to have lost weight. There is no time frame. It will really depend on how much weight the person is trying to gain. So weight gain or weight loss, it may be that it can be kind of reversed in the space of a month or two. It may be for some people that it actually takes longer. It takes 6 or 12 months. It will depend on a whole range of things. It will depend on the specific cancer, the treatment, your starting weight, and all of those things. So it's a really good idea to do it with a dietitian, and people can access, if they can't access a dietitian through the hospital, there are certainly private practice dietitians, and a GP can refer someone to a dietitian, and there's Medicare rebates and those types of things. So there's a range of ways that people can access services.
And as Steve mentioned, the Australian Guide to Healthy Eating is really helpful. Just Google it online, download the PDF, and you'll have plenty of good advice.